This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949, email onair at joy.org.au, or call us 1300 JOY 949.
Friday morning show with Leo on JOY 94.9. Now, Wicked opens up tomorrow night, the big grand opening for 10th anniversary return of the hit musical. Now, one of the stars of the show is Stephen Danielson. Welcome to JOY, Stephen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, you play a very, very dapper character in the show. Tell us about your character.
I play Fiero. He's the Winky Prince. He comes from a pretty privileged background, and I guess you can say he's a little bit of a party boy in Act One, and you know, he's been kicked out of every school he's ever been in, and you know, his philosophy, I guess, in the sort of the main song that I sing in Act One is called Dancing Through Life. So, you know, he's all about just having fun and, you know, skipping his way through life. And but he is educated, he's a prince and he comes from wealth. So you know, kind of Act One is a little bit of a defining moment for him, where he meets Elphaba, and sort of they form this love triangle between you know, sort of Glinda, Fiero, and Elphaba. And it's just it's an amazing journey to play Fiero. He's there's a lot of layers to him, and it's kind of a dream role, really. You know, he doesn't sing all that much, but he's got the two songs that are really important to the show and really important to the character. So it's a privilege to play this role every night.
And you get to dress up in this fancy green suit as well, which is amazing.
Yes, I am in this fancy green suit. It's after doing a bit of research, it's a bit British sort of royalty inspired. You know, if you go back and watch, you know, Kate and Will's wedding, it's very much, well, I think the one that he's wearing, or Harry, one of them, he's wearing this, his is red, but essentially it's got this beautiful gold applique. This is actually gold leaf stitching that's on this suit, so it's quite expensive. And I'm lucky enough to actually have a brand new one for Melbourne. So, yeah, it's a beautiful new suit, and I pretty much spend the whole of Act Two in it. So it's
now, do you have two of them? Because obviously after each show you need to change.
I don't have two of these, but these ones get looked after every night. They get you know, they get spot cleaned and they get looked after, and they get dry cleaned every, you know, every week or so. So, you know, we change everything else. I've got a few costume changes through the show, but I definitely don't have two of these. No.
Now, your co-stars Lisa Durek and Gemma Ricks, amazing singers. One honour to sing with these girls on stage every night.
Yeah, it is, and I'm so lucky to be working back with Lucy Durack again, and just having that journey with Gemma Ricks. She is phenomenal. She blows me away every night, and you know, Lucy brings such hilarity to the role, and she's, you know, she's got such a big powerful voice as well. So to be working on stage with these two powerhouses and just beautiful people and beautiful actresses, they bring so much to the roles, and they're so generous on stage, and so you always feel safe with them on stage. And you know, they're really lovely and really great to work with. So,
could you work with Lucy Durack and Legally Blonde, which I saw in Sydney, an amazing production with Rob Mills? And what was that show like for you?
It was great. Getting to work with those guys, you know, essentially that was my second main show, and I joined the show in the ensemble, and I covered Warner, which was Millsy's role, and the UPS guy played by Mikey Snell. And for me, it was an opportunity to fall in love with that show and everybody that was in it, and work really hard, especially at my cover roles and things like that, and work really hard on my voice and, you know, sort of movement and dancing. And that kind of led me into auditioning for this role that I'm playing now. And working with Kelly Dickerson as well, who's the music director for that and is the music supervisor for Wicked, gave me an opportunity to really sort of feed off her and sponge off her, and you know, do the best that I could to land this role. And so now I'm working with her again, and it's just incredible. So yeah, it's been a pretty tumultuous couple of years, actually, up and downs. And yeah, I'm very excited, and you know, I pinch myself every time I come into this theatre, especially in the new beautiful Regent Theatre now.
So you're in Melbourne for, I guess, for 3 months during the show, then on to Sydney as well.
Yep.
You're based in Melbourne or Sydney?
Yeah, I'm a Melbourne boy. Yeah, born and bred.
And I guess what's next to you after Wicked? What do you want to do? What's your dream role in theatre?
Well, look, after Wicked, we never really know where our next job's going to come from. But, look, I would love to star in another successful Broadway production, and probably I've got my sights set on Elder Price, the lead role in The Book of Mormon, but I think that's going to be a very sought-after role. We'll have to see how we go. But I think, yeah, The Book of Mormon, it won 9 Tony Awards in its first year and was nominated for 14, and it's just such a hilarious, funny show, and, yeah, I would love to work on that. I'm not sure when it's going to come here, maybe end of 2015 or 2016, but that would be something to set my sights on for sure.
Best of luck for Wicked. Opening night is tomorrow night, so have a great season here in Melbourne, and have fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I can't
Joy
wait.
94.9.
Yesterday, I went over to the Amelia Hall to see the Wicked musical. Amazing production. The grand opening night is happening tomorrow. I'd had a chat before with the gorgeous Stephen Danielson, and I also had a chat with the leading ladies, Lucy Durack and Gemma Ricks as well. Backstage at the Regent Theatre, here's my chat with the girls. Gemma and Lucy Durack, you guys are theatre darlings. Now, you're a witch. You're a gorgeous prince. I love the frock, by the way, doll. Now, I was thinking on Sunrise, Gemma, doing Defying Gravity. Oh my God, that sounds like climbing a mountain in the AM. How do you do it, darling?
I got up at 2:30 AM.
What?
Yep, I had to make sure I was that awake. And I started getting green at 6 in the morning. My first sound check was at 6:40. I'm telling you right now, that was the most nerve-wracking experience of my life. And I didn't know what was going to come out because I've never ever sung that song at that hour before. I don't think anyone has, to be honest.
No.
But what did save me is they actually had in-ears. So what that meant, because normally obviously on stage we don't have that, I could hear myself really, really well, so I didn't push, so I just sort of just relaxed, and I think that's what sort of made the performance, you know, acceptable, because I was
understatement of the century.
So
I got an email from Twitter itself saying, look what's trending. Above Richard Branson and other famous celebrities, Gemma Ricks, top of Twitter. She was trending on Twitter.
It went crazy. Nailed
it. Lucy, I gotta say, Lucy, you are illegally blonde in Sydney as well. You're back in Melbourne doing Wicked. And what's it like being back in this gorgeous frock again?
Oh, it's heavenly. It's joyful and it's so much fun being back with Jem, back in the Regent. It's kind of bizarre. It's like stepping back in time, but we've obviously grown up quite a lot in the time since 2008. Mm. So it's a dream come true. It really is.
Because in that time, you released your debut album back in 2012 as well.
I did, with ABC Music. So that was super fun and quite different to the stuff that I sing in Wicked. It's more kind of jazzy so it's nice to be back revisiting this material because I haven't really sung Glinda type material since I finished.
What's your dream role in theatre? You've done Legally Blonde, you've done Wicked. Gemma, what's your dream role in...
Well, obviously Elfie is the dream role for me, but also, you know, there's so many I'd like to play. But I would actually like to play Velma Kelly. I would.
You'd be amazing.
I would really love that.
And Lucy?
Beautiful. I'd love to do maybe like an old Rodgers and Hammerstein or something, like a new take on a beautiful Rodgers and Hammerstein. Or like I love the classics. And I mean, Wicked is such a classic. It's that sort of epic show. I once did a production of Thoroughly Modern Millie where I played Miss Dorothy, and Chloe Dallimore was Millie, and we always talked about maybe we'd get to do that again. I loved to, that was like a really joyful experience. I'd love to do that again. I don't know, yeah, anything.
That was such a fun role in Legally Blonde. What's it like working with Rob Mills?
It's great. I have worked with Rob Mills for my career. It is quite bizarre. This is the first show I haven't done with Rob in a long time.
Because
he was on Wicked before.
It's great. Rob sang, you know that song Get Lucky, at our wedding, at Chris and my wedding. Rob changed the words to be about Chris and I.
Oh,
and he
God.
Did with the band. We had an awesome band, and he sang Get Lucky, Daft Punk song, which Chris and I just love. It's one of our favourite songs. So he's very dear to both Chris and I. So, we love him. So he's a fun person to have around, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you guys sang together. You guys did the Christmas song together too, didn't you?
Yeah, we sang the Christmas carols. Yeah, Rob's like, he's like a brother. Like, we've just had so many fun times together. He's a good egg.
Lucy and Gemma, thank you so much for joining me on the Friday Morning Show this morning on Joy 94.9.
Oh, thank you, pleasure.
And have a great opening night, and yeah, have a great season.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.